Jim Banks, Democrats to Stuff Stopgap Spending Bill with Radical Policies. By Sean Moran on September 12, 2022. Republican Study Committee, RSC. Chairman Representative Jim Banks, RN, said Democrats will seek to stuff radical policies in the stopgap spending bill before Republicans likely take the House after the midterms. The sun is setting on Nancy Pelosi's speakership, Banks wrote, opening up his memo to RSC members. He detailed that Pelosi will make a last-minute funding push to enact more of President Joe Biden's radical policies. Banks explained that Congress will likely pass a stopgap spending bill, or a continuing resolution, CR, that would fund the government through December 9 or 16. A CR would keep spending levels the same. Banks explained that House Republicans should consider that Pelosi could try to pass an omnibus spending bill after the November midterm elections when Republicans likely will win back the House and possibly the Senate. Voters will have fired Speaker Pelosi, but she will still decide all government funding for FY 2022, Banks remarked. He said that Representative Chip Roy, RTX, is circulating a letter pledging to oppose any CR that expires during the lame duck session. In another consideration for House Republicans, Banks said many Republicans would likely vote against the CR because it would continue to fund Biden's radical and failed agenda. The RSC chairman cited many of the radical policies requests contained in his CR requests, which according to Banks, include a pathway to citizenship for the 76,000 Afghan evacuees without LPR status. Degree the DHSIG recently found that the Biden admin failed to vet Afghan evacuees, and a whistleblower reported that the Biden admin flew 324 suspected terrorists into the U.S. $22.4 billion in COVID emergency funds. Degree this spending includes no offsets and condones the White House's abuse of its pandemic. Emergency powers. $11.7 billion in Ukraine aid. Degree only $7.2 billion of the package would actually go to the DoD. $2 billion in energy. Degree $500 million taxpayer bailout for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve ahead of anticipated shortfalls caused by the Biden admin. Degree $1.5 billion to buy uranium for nuclear reactors in case shortfalls from Russia happen. $4.5 billion on monkeypox. Degree many Republicans may be hesitant to increase funding for public health agencies given their recent virus response record. $6.5 billion on disaster relief. FDA user fee reauthorization may be added to the CR. The House passed a standalone version of the bill in June. Breitbart News's Neil Monroe noted that the White House CR request asks for $5 billion to bus, fly, and house the untold number of economic migrants coming to the United States. Breitbart News's John Binder reported that the CR request hopes to resettle over 72,000 Afghans, although reports suggest there is widespread failure to vet these refugees. Banks noted that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, promised Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, that energy permitting reform would be included in the CR. However, the proposal is reaching strong resistance from at least 70 House Democrats. Banks said that the next 3 weeks before the midterms allow for Republicans to create a contrast between Democrats and themselves. Over the next 3 weeks, Democrats plan to attack American energy, increase the deficit, and further fuel inflation, give amnesty to tens of thousands of unvetted refugees from Taliban-controlled Afghanistan, strip voters of their say in funding the government for an entire year, and further abuse Joe Biden's permanent pandemic power. This is our last opportunity to explain why Democrats' agenda has failed, what Republicans will do differently, and why voters should give us a governing mandate in November. Let's use it. Banks concluded, full steam ahead. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.